Don Avenson, former Speaker of the House, now lobbies for Iowa hunters, specifically the Iowa Bow Hunting Association. He recalls the golden age of pheasant hunting.
When I was a young boy, 14, we could walk out of Owain and shoot a limit of pheasants in an hour, hour and a half after school between football and basketball. I can't hunt pheasants in Fayette County because I don't want to kill the last pheasant in Fayette County.
Avenson's group wants to boost spending for wildlife habitat to bring back Iowa's happier hunting grounds. A coalition, including the Nature Conservancy and the Natural Heritage Foundation, also wants more money for water quality, soil conservation, and parks and trails. In fact, Iowa City Democrat Joel Bolcom says Iowa voters approved the Natural Resources and Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund 2 years ago.
The bill tries to address the needs of voters who passed and changed our Constitution to put some money behind that vote.
The constitutional amendment says that any time Iowa raises its sales tax, a portion of a penny of it should go to natural resources. The bill goes ahead and raises the sales tax by a little over a third of a percent over the next 3 years to raise $150 million for conservation, recreation, and water quality. To sell the tax hike, the bill cuts income taxes for everyone. Victoria Daniels at the Iowa Department of Revenue explains the bill raises the threshold at which income becomes taxable.
These amounts have not been updated since the 90s, and the department thought it might be time to do so.
Right now, Iowans don't pay taxes on the first $9,000 of their income. The bill raises that eventually to $30,000. Backers of the higher sales tax dominated a statehouse hearing that includes environmental protection and recreation groups, but also some business types. Robert Riley chairs the board of the Iowa Innovation Corporation.
From an economic development standpoint, this is a no-brainer.
Riley says clean water and plenty of recreational opportunities help attract more industry to the state. Two Democrats signed off on the bill. Republican Randy Feenstra did not. He likes the income tax cut.
The part I'm really excited about is the minimum individual income filing thresholds that increase. And this is going to save Iowa taxpayers about $197 million over the next 5 to 7 years.
But Feenstra says he wishes the sales tax hike had been introduced earlier in the session. The only interest group registered against the bill is the Iowa Farm Bureau. We reached the Farm Bureau's Director of Government Relations, Don Peterson, by phone from his office downtown. He says farmers care about conservation, but the state could prioritize it and pay for it right now.
You know, the state's got revenue today to support conservation efforts, and we're asking them to do that. You know, I think if asked, most Iowans would oppose raising the sales tax today.
Senator Bolcom admits it's late in the session.
But we're going to try and get this through the committee and see what our prospects are in the Senate. But this provided a really good opportunity for advocates today to come share their story and why this is so important to the state's future.
And it's not just tax hike opponents like the Farm Bureau who might resist the bill. Bolcom says some will oppose diverting new tax dollars away from education, health care, and public safety. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.